AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. World Central Kitchen wants an independent investigation of the Israeli strikes that killed seven of its aid workers in Gaza. The president of American Near East Refugee Aid, Sean Carroll, says people should be asking, is this what we want?
International humanitarian law and therefore humanitarianism and therefore humanity is injured. And it's starting to feel like it's fatally injured.
Carroll's group, along with World Central Kitchen, have suspended operations in Gaza. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others rejected arguments by the former president. The indictment attempts to criminalize political speech protected by the First Amendment. Trump's attorneys argued all the charges against him involve protected political speech, even if the speech ends up being false. Today is a snow day across many parts of the Northeast. On April 4th, some places could get up to 2 feet of snow. It's windy, too. Stephen Barron is at the National Weather Service.
This is definitely a high-end storm for April. It's not crazy for us to get snow in April, but not usually getting double-digit amounts.
A woman was reported killed by a falling tree in a New York City suburb. Some who hope to witness Monday's total solar eclipse may see the sun obscured by clouds instead of by the moon. Forecasters predict eclipse day storms could blanket parts of the path, which stretches from Mexico to Texas through Maine and parts of Canada. The impact of the Baltimore Bridge collapse is expanding well beyond the scene of the collapse. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says many people need help.
There's a million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year. They have to be moved. Most of that is moved by small independent truckers that are now out of business. They're desperate, and we want to make sure they get all the help that they need.
South Carolina's Dawn Staley has been named AP Women's College Basketball Coach of the Year for the second time. This is AP News. There is a new push for human rights.
The UN's leading human rights body has agreed to measures aimed at putting pressure on Myanmar and Iran, whose governments have been accused of using violence against their own people. The Human Rights Council, made up of 47 member countries, backed by consensus, a measure that calls on governments to avoid exporting or selling jet fuel to Myanmar if they believe its ruling military junta might use the fuel to violate human rights in the war-racked Southeast Asian nation. It also urged a halt to the illegal transfer of weapons, munitions, and other military equipment to Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The final four of 11 anti-abortion activists charged with blocking access to a Tennessee clinic in 2021 have been convicted of violating the Federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Each faces up to 6 months in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.